tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace, Grand Rising. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today, I just felt called to talk more about love. In the world that we're living in right now, we just need more love. Like, and I know a lot of times we experience difficulties that prevent us from seeing the fruition of love or seeing what love truly is or what love truly can be. And in this current moment in time, wherever you are, however you're listening to this, I definitely feel called to affirm to you that you are loved, that you are divinely supported. And the way that we affirm that is by continuously growing and evolving and seeing the journey in its full fruition. And I keep saying fruition because I just think that that's something that comes from the action of us pursuing life and accepting life for all it is, all that it carries, all that it holds, all the opportunities that can come from it. But if I don't see love at the forefront, it will make it difficult to see those opportunities. It will make it difficult to see those spaces or to see what can be created in life. And I'm grateful to know that I've found love all over again. I have a newfound love for life and have a newfound love for what I do. So with that being said, just to step into a loving meditation, wherever you are, take a deep inhale, breathing in love, gratitude, life, and take a deep exhale, letting go of anything that no longer serves you.
In?
Yes.
Good morning,
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. Are you kidding me?
What? What happened?
First off, I had a dream that somebody, that my toilet was cleared, right? I go to use the bathroom and I'm like standing there and I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, am I in a dream? Like, I'm so confused. And I'm like, no, I'm here. I'm really here. Sheen, are you kidding me? Never in my life had I had someone clean up.
Clean your shit up.
I'm like, I get back to bed. I'm like, this is the most beautiful thing.
Wait, so how long was it? What, like that?
So, it was only yesterday before you came.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, I told you, like, the night before, I kept, like, waking up to pee and ended up not flushing. So it backed up that way, too.
Yeah.
How did you do it?
Oh, it's love.
I don't know.
Love. No, I tell you this. I'm keeping all of this. Love has done it. I'll tell you that much. I literally was just talking about all forms of love and like what, like love that we need in the world. And genuinely, I feel like love is what made me get up and was just like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I clean my own shit. I can clean somebody else's shit.
Oh my gosh, Sheena. I don't like, wow.
Yo, without going in too. You say how?
The plunger works.
Well, yeah. It was a combination. So I just took some water. I put it on the stove. It's a pot over there. I boiled it and then I poured that in there. I sprayed that potpourri spray. I put that toilet cleanser that was up in there. And then I guess I needed more. I wish I had a bigger pot because I probably could have did it in one jump. But regardless, I put the boiling water in there. I took the plunger and then I put it in the bottom and I just plunged it. But like,
oh, so wet. See, I was nervous to add water because I thought it was going to go up.
Yeah, no, I definitely thought it was going to go up. I mean, I get a little nervous when it comes to. I was just prepared. I just knew that like, all right, either way, I'm gonna try this one jump. But I did two jumps of water. And when I plunged it, it went down. So, yeah. Yep.
And it looks just so clean. It's not even like it was plunged. Like, It was so clean.
Oh, yeah, I cleaned it.
And he cleaned the toilet. I don't even know what
to say. I'm like, you had shit stew in there. So
I know.
I had that earlier.
But that's the weirdest part, because, I mean, not to make it even more gross, I really think that
this
he
what
was
it is.
My own, I'm hoping. But, like, you know, now that was in there, I'm like, that's crazy. Like, for one day, I don't know.
Nope. But that's what happened to me at the John, like at the place that we were staying at. It literally happened to me just like that, and I'm like, it's just really ironic and synchronistic. Exactly.
I was thinking about that before bed last night.
No, I
like,
promise you.
So weird.
I think okay. So as I'm talking about, because I'm keeping all of this. So as I'm talking about love, right?
please let it.
Why? You just walked in. Okay. And I was just about to start the soundboard humming, but now I just feel like we're just starting the conversation. Because I wanted to have you a part of this conversation, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to start, how it was going to flow, and you just jumped in here you just jumped in here genuinely excited, like, oh my God, the toilet is clean, you know, like, yes. So I think there is some message behind that, right? And I think the message that I received from me resting and then coming and feeling called to do that was that it's a form of love to be able to have the ability to clean up of our own shit. Like, to recognize our own shit, to face our own shit. Like, I literally had to face I knew when I went to the restroom yesterday that the toilet was going to clog up. Because the way the toilet, it's not like your toilet. Like, it doesn't have water in it and stuff. You got to press the foot joint at the bottom. Yeah, but I felt my body like, I'm not comfortable to take this dookie yet. So now I'm, like, waiting for the comfortability to come in. And then when it came, I'm like, this is going to be too big for this toilet to handle. And I just feel like we handle big shit. We literally go through a lot of big things. And that's what I was just talking about earlier. It's like the things that's going on in the world. There's a lot of big things that's going on in the world. But we approach them with love. And it's like, to be able to clean a toilet, I'm not only cleaning it because I want to continuously use it, but I don't want to leave this shit behind for the other people who got to come into the bathroom. And it's like, it's other people living here. And I'm like, damn, he got to go shit too. I'm messing up the whole toilet, the whole flow of everything. So I'm like, I really gotta face this right now. Like, I can't see myself just walking out the bathroom and just giving up. Like, I can't give up because of the love that's in the forefront of knowing that this has to be provided ongoingly for other people. So I have to continue to face it, find different solutions, and be innovative when it comes to, like, getting to the solution. And I just applied, since I faced my own, I was able to face yours.
That's just so crazy, because before bed, I mean, I was talking, I think you're in a dream state, but mm-hmm. I was like, I'm gonna go try to pump the toilet again. And then I was, like, looking at videos of, like, what happens if the toilet plumbing's not working, or, like, what do you do? And then it says, like, press down for 10 seconds, then release for 10, then 20 seconds, release for 20. I was doing all that, literally, before bed last night. And then I wrote an email to my people, and I was, like, you need to get here ASAP. I have a friend staying. You have to read it. I was, like, panicked, but I was, like, and then I was, like, okay, so I have the last email. Oh, just God, thank you.
Oh my god, yes, I feel that, wow.
Yes, wow,
I do feel like that was the ability to, like, alchemize both situations. Like, even though this is a shitty episode, I wanted this episode to be about love. Like, I really wanted this episode to be about
love.
It do, because it's like, how can you say shit if you don't put love at the forefront?
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I'm really, like, you know, really accepting. And I've been accepting the imperfections of the journey as well to get to this part of the journey. So it's, like, to be here and to share openly and authentically, it's, like, this is probably, like, the last topic I feel find myself talking about on the radio show. But it's, like, no, I'm going to talk about it because that is something
Please
that...
Don't say my name. You can talk about me.
Oh, it's too late. This is all being recorded.
And Rachel! Yeah.
So I was...
Okay.
I was going to do a really good introduction, but you introduced yourself. I've been recording the whole time. You even know.
I just emailed my Instagram and told them. Can we cut that out?
So you want to cut out this whole thing? It was good. It was so good.
I just hope nobody hears the Instagram handle.
Yo, oh my God. I don't know if I can edit. Oh my God, we're gonna see. But yeah.
I'm starting off the next couple of months. Seriously, not
just this. Okay. But no, I want to tell you, like, I genuinely, first of all, yes, welcome to the Sheena Anthony Show.
Wow, thank you. This is how I get on here. So many other things to talk about.
No, I know, but this is going to probably be one of the funniest episodes and one of the like most authentic ones because it's not like you knew I was recording, and it's not like you knew that like you just gonna come in here and start talk about how I cleaned the toilet. But no, I promise you, like, all right, so all right, a couple of things I gotta share with you about what this show means to me. It's not really, I know it is the radio, and yes, it's like promoted on Air Philadelphia and stuff, but like, it's really not just the focus of me doing the radio because it's the radio. It's more so the focus of me highlighting the conversations that I have on a day-to-day basis that I can't share. Like, and because a lot of our conversations are, you know, pretty much vulnerable and we're holding safe space, not all the time does that person gonna feel shared, you know, feel open to share, you know, what's personal towards their life. And I just feel like there are more times now where I, you know, we built such a genuine connection that we don't really mind sharing these different things because it's like somebody's going to receive something out of it. And I just think that that's the middle ground that I'm really looking for to highlight, is the fact that we can still be vulnerable, still be authentic, and still be able to share like whatever is on our heart to share without feeling like we got to really like resist. And because I don't really feel like that's what love is now. Now it just feels like love is just being open, being receptive, and just sharing the things that's on my heart without trying to control so much of like what it needs to be, and it needs to be like this to be received. Yeah, it's like, bro, I was like, yeah, unfortunately, but fortunately, people are about to receive some divine messages from talking about shit. Like, that's just what the episode is. Like, I was starting it talking about love, and you came out talking about one of the love languages that I had, which is cleaning. And it just so happened that that was the issue. But I'm just like, oh, here we are, you know? And I just think there's something so genuine about that. So I just, and then the other part about it is like capturing the memories that I know that I don't have ways to like keeping it all. You know, like I'm really grateful that Sir like cultivated On Air Philadelphia, because now it gave me the ability to like put all these like divine conversations, like here's my soul can, I want to share, you know, I want to highlight them, I want to talk about them. And it just, I don't know, it's just a way for me to go back to it and know it's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so that's, that's really what,
I love that.
This is why I don't want to delete this.
You don't got to. It's okay. My face, my shit.
Your face is shit. I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful. Like, I don't even know. Like, how do I repay you? Like, I don't know.
Well, we can start here. I was like, I really was dreaming, and I was dreaming about you too the whole time. I was like, I want to have her on today's episode, but I'm like, I'm not about to wake her up to be like, wait, I need you on the radio now. I'm like, because I just think it's so divine. And I'm like, here, in your space, in your residence, and I'm like looking at the stars, and then you gifted me the stars, so I still feel like I'm at home. And it's like, I don't know, it's just certain things, and then like your hospitality, and I definitely didn't expect to stay tonight. It's just like so many different things of this journey that I was just like so grateful for, and I was like, oh my God, I need her to wake, but I don't want to wake her up. And then I was like, but I got to start this episode, but I don't want to wake her up.
Oh, so I'm about to just
whisper. Yeah, no, for real. The timing was really crazy. And then I thought I heard you use the bathroom, and I'm like, I wonder if she like, I was like, this is the moment we're waiting for her. I'm like, I wonder if she just like sat on top and was just like, oh, here we go again. Or if you actually looked to see.
I didn't
like,
know if you were awake yet when I first went to the bathroom.
Oh, I just heard, I was like, this is the moment. And I was just waiting to see, like,
mama. And they're like, wow. You just see me? You're
going
to crack it up.
No, for real. I was like, I just seeing the light. And then after that, I ain't see you no more. I'm like, dang, you walked out of that joint real quick. But yes, no, I'm just so grateful for you, and I have difficulty, Brandon knows this, I have difficulty showing my gratitude in other ways other than just saying it, because like I just like to act upon it, and usually being in like someone's household, the way I show it is the Virgo comes out, so I'll be like, oh, I want to clean, want to organize. You're Virgo already here, so everything is already clean and organized, and so I knew that was the only thing. Right, that was the only thing that was bothering the fuck out of you, and I'm like, damn, this is bothering you for you, and this is going to bother you thinking about hospitality.
It's bothering me for you.
And right, see? The Virgo.
There was one point yesterday I had to give up. I'm like, what am I going to tell Sheena? I'll be there in an hour because I can't figure this thing out. You know, and like it's me, so it's my own stuff. So I'm just like, okay, it's gross, but like it's me. But
right,
and I didn't even want you to look at it, honestly. I was like, he's gonna have to go pee outside. I was really thinking at one point, I'm like, he may just get his ass up and like go and look for a spot to pee outside. But no, he didn't.
Yeah, no.
He did way more.
I was like, I'm gonna face your shit to face my own. Clean this up for all of us. Oh, for real. I really feel like divine reflection. But yeah, it's like, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for like how you hold space. I'm grateful for what you do, you know, not only like helping the community, you know, you help other people fix their shit, you know, literally, you know, so it's like, why not? Why wouldn't I just come up in here and just face all of our collective shit together? Like, it's going to be the word of the day. But yes, no, I literally felt called to talk about love. I want to ground, like, this is like a lot more than I thought was going to happen to start off the show, but I wanted to ground and get into this little meditation just before talking a little more about what love means. But yeah, so wherever you are, you place your hand on your heart, woo, place your hand on your heart, place your hand on your gut, take a deep inhale and breathe with intent, receiving all the love and letting go of anything that no longer serves you. Deep inhale. Ooh. Exhale. Breathing in love, exhaling fear. May love bring us healing, vitality, cleansing energy. We transmute all this harmonious energy into peace, healing, growth, and perseverance. May every exhale we allow ourselves to let go of anything that no longer serves us. Any fear that does not belong here may be alchemized in love. May we bring love to the forefront. May we live in a space of gratitude, abundance, and prosperity. May the opportunities of love come to us with ease and grace. May love help us connect to Source, connect to the God within. May love connect us to our mind, body, and soul so we can be whole again. So it shall be, immediately and abundantly. Ashe. Okay. Love. So, talking about love, I wrote down, it is possible to speak with your heart directly, and that love should be used as a verb. And I've been reflecting on love being used as a verb for a while, because it's always through my action. It's always through my ability to add my intention and my action together to just cultivate like what I see in the world. But that's always through an action. Like I don't never see myself just saying like, I love you, you know, just that. Like I see myself affirming it through my action.
So to think about love being used as a verb really helped me affirm what love means to me. And that's why, you know, coming full circle, that's why I'm sitting here. I'm like, how else can I show this girl I love her? Well, I'm going to fix this toilet. I'm like, just because. And I'm like, and I know, you know, it's going to help me just as much as it helped you. You know, like, I had to use it. Like, I know you had to use it. So I'm like, all right, let's be in this together through the verb. And that's something that I'm, you know, allowing myself to affirm. I wanted to ask you, like, how do you see love, or how have you been, like, embodying love a lot more for you and your journey? And, yeah, what do you see love as?
Oh, wow. Well, I think that was a beautiful way to describe it, is love being a verb. Mm. I think I'm learning more and more that there's so many different forms of love, and how to express love, and how certain people want to be loved, and how they receive love, and what could look like too much love to somebody. It's like so interesting to navigate all forms of love. I feel like being out here and out of my comfort zone has shown me that. But honestly, it's about staying true to you and your heart, and really listening in, and like what you feel called to do for certain people. I mean, some people's love is just letting them talk. You know, and you know that they need that space to open up, and you just sit and you receive, and sometimes that's all that people need. So yeah, I think it's just really listening to where that almost like God calling is within you in certain situations, and yeah, just staying true to your heart. And also loving beyond expectation, which is something that we were kind of touching on yesterday, but like, maybe you want to love someone in this certain way, but you, I don't want to say can't, but maybe you shouldn't, or whatever it may be. And just navigating that, but still showing up as vessel of love in any way. So like, yeah, wanting to love somebody in a different way, but not being able to, and releasing that expectation and releasing that ego and saying, okay, well, I may want to love them in this form, but I shouldn't, or I can't, or it's not good for me, or whatever it is. So I'm going to stay true to me and love them in this form instead, and shifting the love and seeing how you can pour love into people differently beyond expectation, which is like so huge, because some people love expecting something, or like, I'm gonna do this grand gesture, and like, what are they gonna do for me, or like, how are they gonna show up, and like stuff like that. And I just think it's just continuously showing up selflessly, you know. That's what something I've been trying to navigate through this time with being out here with the wildfires. Like, how do I show up in the name of love? Like, how do I show up for these people? These people lost everything, and it's just like, be present. Be that light, be that smile in the room. Like, when you walk in, just be love, so people can like breathe easier, you know. So I don't know if that exactly points to like exactly what I feel, what love is, but so many different reflections of it, so it's hard to just boil it down to like one.
Because love is multidimensional.
Yes.
Like, I think that's a great thing of affirming. Like, one thing I really love and respect about you is that you are another embodiment of love. Like, you're not going to ever approach love to be like, this is it. And then you're going to, and then just like copy and paste that one form of love on everybody. It's like, no, everyone has their own dimensional, you know, phases or ways of living life, and you approach them the way that they deserve to be approached.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you never really know how everybody wants to receive love, especially when everyone's like still coming in tune with receiving or being receptive to love. They only usually know to you.
I remember that with you in the beginning, because like, I was like hugging the shit out of you, and then like, I don't know if something was said or something like that, but you're just like, oh, I don't know how to receive this or whatever. And then I realized like, okay, like, maybe that's not his form of love. That could change, because it did change. But in this moment, maybe that's not his form of love. So I'm not going to continue to just physically touch you if you're uncomfortable with that. Even though that's an expression of my heart and my love, that's me. Like, you got to look at the other person and what they need and want, you know. Because not everybody wants to be physically touched, and not everybody wants to be talked at, or like not everybody wants to be getting gift, whatever it is. Like you just gotta navigate that accordingly. I think that's been a really beautiful. Thank you for bringing that up. It's making me reflect in this past couple of years, and like, wow, we really be navigating through love, you know? Like, I think about my boss, who's so stern and from Turkey, and like, just this masculine man, and I love him though, and I do little forms of love for him, like making this coffee in this morning, and like, I know somewhere in his heart it like flutters a little bit, because he doesn't know how to receive love. He's very cultured, like in a different way, and like, so I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna go and hug him, because he's like, whoa, 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 that's like too much. Or like, I'm just like, here's your coffee in the morning, and like, that's me telling him I love him without even saying I love you.
Right.
You
know? Like, yes. Ugh.
So like you said, actions and like a verb, like you can just feel it from some people when they don't even gotta say I love you. Right. Some people that say I love you, they don't really show it at all. Like my last relationship, they said the most amazing things, and then it's like, okay. While I'm sitting here, like, bare. You haven't, like, shown me. You said it, but you haven't shown me it, so.
How did you hydrate my body with love?
Yes.
You nurture the seed.
Yes.
That's like nurturing and watering the seed. That's an action. Like, the water angel is going to get to the plant itself. Like, you got to bring that down. It's like you can show it through your action, through the communion of oneself. Like, that's, oh, my God. And that made, and that made me think about this, right? This joint literally says, love means the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another spiritual growth. So the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another's spiritual growth. And like that definition of love kind of helped me just like embrace, like when I'm nurturing myself, that is what when I truly experience love. And when I'm sharing that same space of nurturing myself with someone else, and that's all towards the intention of how can they see their divinity within themselves? How can they accept their unique expression? That's always going to be for another spiritual growth. But like, that's my purpose though, to extend that energy to someone. And I feel like that's why we cultivate so much safety, like creating soul flow with purpose. You already having soul flow, and then going into like just sharing not only like a yoga flow with everyone, but the ability to tune themselves to their source within. Like that's always the most important thing that I value from when you share like your vinyasas and different flows, because they're always set on a meditation of what the collective can receive, but it's always highlighting going within. So it's like, all right, if you're not able to pick up every pose, don't focus on the pose, focus on your breath, focus on your source within, focus on maybe go to a child's pose so you're able to ground yourself. You know, like you always bring the highlight of oneself, and that's one thing I always appreciate. Like this is literally like extending yourself to nurture another.
Now I was just thinking like how it's all symbiotic, and like loving someone is loving yourself, right? So like the way you show up in love, like doing something for somebody is a reflection of how you love yourself. Like, and that's special to think about, because I'm just thinking about as we're talking these situations in my head, and I'm like, when I'm loving somebody and I'm giving that love, it feels like it's coming back to me, even when it's not physically maybe coming back to me and not returned in that way. It doesn't matter, because I'm loving somebody else, therefore I'm loving myself in it. And like, that's just beautiful. I don't feel any lack in love when you continuously show up with so much abundance of love. It's like, I'm gonna keep fueling you with this, and like, it's giving me love too. Like, you don't even gotta say anything. You know, like I think about that with classes too. Like, I love to teach yoga, and I love to make people feel good and love themselves more, and in that is a reflection of the love for myself, you know. And affirming that people have that greater understanding and spread that around the world, you know.
And we're doing it.
We are doing it.
Like, we're doing it by being in this space. Like, cultivating these spaces is so important. And I don't want to ever look over that. That's why reading this book is really important. Some of the things that came from this was something that really, like, highlighted these different notes. So this book is called All About Love. It's by Bell Hooks. And, as of right now, I'm going to continuously read it, and I'm going to share some knowledge regarding this probably for the next, like, few episodes. But I really want to focus on love, because I've been embracing love myself. But I as I've been embracing it with myself, I've been affirming those other divine reflections that embody it. And like, that's why I'm just grateful to be in your presence, just knowing that like, we're cultivating love together. Like, it's loving ourselves, but only by loving ourselves, we provided the space to love one another. Mm-hmm. And the only by, you know, having it come full circle, it's like an infinite,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's all symbiotic, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yes, you know, wow. It's nothing else I can say right now. Like, just embrace the love. I'm speechless, I'm speechless. We'll catch you next Monday, rising 10:30 a.m. on the...
Sheen Anthony Show.